Well, I'm good. Here we go.
Hey, Hugh, where was Joe Thomas?
Well, Joe Thomas is inside. Just had a little flare-up of his back. He'll be fine. Is that it? Okay.
SLTP, tweak his...
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Just like he's
going
to have to deal with
it. Yeah, I mean, we're all sore. I'm sore. Everybody's a little sore right now. He'll be all right.
You're aware of Joe Thomas's consecutive play streak, I assume, right?
I'm sorry?
You're aware of Joe Thomas's consecutive... He's never missed a snap.
He's not going to. He's not going to. I mean, things happen sometimes. And, again, as I said, I'm always going to be protecting of our guys. And he'll be fine. I'm not worried about Joe.
Hugh, it's gone into the third week now with Gordon. Is he any...
Very. Getting close. Very close. Hope to see him soon. And I think we will.
Are you worried at all getting him in condition, playing condition, in the short time that he'll be practicing for you?
No, I don't think it will be about conditioning. I just think, you know, there's been a process that we put in place to get him to where he needs to be overall, not just the conditioning, not just this or that. I think it's encompassing everything to make sure that when he is out here, he's out here for the time he's here. And obviously we know he won't be around for the first 4 weeks. And then making sure that after that time, he'll be where he needs to be when he's able to get back.
Any chance he would play Thursday, or is that to be determined?
That's to be determined.
Was getting him and Corey Coleman out there for the walkthrough like a precursor to them practicing tomorrow? Or?
Well, I'm going to talk to our doctors when we're done. But I think they're closer to being out there than they are further away. So I think, you know, they've been – obviously, Josh has been out for quite a while. Corey's been out for quite a while. And I think those guys are closer to being back out with their teammates.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Has the quad injury prevented Gordon from doing cardiovascular?
No. I think that's what I'm saying. I think our process has gotten him – to where he needs to be. Like I said, I think he's very close to being out there with his teammates.
And the weight, is that going to come off once he practices?
I think some has come off already. Yeah. I can't give you the number, but it's come off. I mean, he's working hard. I mean, again, he's just a big man. You know, he's a big man, and we'll get him to where he needs to be. I feel good about that.
You know, it took a little while to get some of the rookie receivers out there the other night. Do they still have some work to do to maybe increase their snaps a little?
Obviously, I think I need to do a better job of making sure they're out there a little sooner, you know. But again, the game kind of dictated otherwise. We didn't have a lot of plays in the first half and didn't have really truly a lot in the second half. So, but we hope to have more snaps so those guys can go out there and compete a little more.
Do you feel like you might have to sign another quarterback just to have another camp arm to get you through to the end of the season? Are you fine the way you're
I think we're okay. I don't think that's needed at this point.
Hey, Hugh, Emmanuel Ogba said he was one of the guys that impressed you. What did he do that impressed you? And you talk a little bit about the versatility. He looked like he played inside and outside
right.
in the forward man line.
Right. I think he played hard. You know, I think our young players, him and Carl and Nassib both, played extremely hard. I think they got after it. You know, the way you like to see young guys perform in the first preseason game. The fun part watching him is he got tired one time. I could tell he was very tired. And next thing, he's chasing the quarterback towards the sideline and getting him down. That's impressive to me. I think that's the way you have to play. That's going to be Cleveland Brown football here in the near future. We all have to play that way. It's going to be rough, tough, tired, hot, whatever all that is. You got to find a way to go make a play, and that's what he did.
How much do you think the position switch slowed him down, if at all?
Oh, I don't think that slowed him down. No, I don't. I think he's done a good job because I think, you know, like you say, he's been playing both. So I think it's really helped him more than anything. Kevin, I mean, those guys played a lot of snaps the other night, those young guys, which is good.
Kevon Williams was excused from the game and he's not out here today.
Mm-hmm. Personal matter, leave it at that.
Same with Hughes.
Personal matter, leave it at that.
How did Mingo fare at inside linebacker?
I think he did okay. I think he did some good things, but again, he's got to keep improving. You know, I think it's a little different for him. He's done it some, but I think it's a little different. You know, the game's a little different in there than being on the edge and just rushing. But he's got to keep improving. We all have to keep improving. Our team has to keep improving. That's what we're here for.
Can that be a permanent switch?
I mean, again, we're just mixing and matching, as you guys know, trying to find the best spots for all of our guys so they can contribute to our team.
We don't get to watch most of your walkthroughs generally.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that, you know, Josh had the helmet on today and was kind of running out there a little bit, was that something that has been going on, or was that a new thing?
No, that has been going on. He's been out there, so that's wasn't new. I mean, he's been doing more things, more and more and more each week. So, as I said, I think he's getting close, so we'll put him out there when he's ready.
Is the plan to plan to have Hayden play in this game?
No, that is not my plan right now. Yeah, I think, you know, again, I just want to, again, I'm going to go real slow with him and just to make sure he's ready. But hopefully at some time, we'll play him hopefully before, you know, we get to regular season. But so we got three more left, and so we'll find one that I think suitable along with our medical staff that we think is best for him.
Do you manage this game against Atlanta knowing you're going to Tampa Bay for a week and practicing against them? I mean,
yeah.
Does that affect play time?
No.
In the Atlanta
game? No, it won't. You know, I think we need to play. I mean, I think it's obvious last week we need to continue to get better. So we're going to play so that we can accomplish the things that we set out to accomplish as a football team this week, and then we'll get to Tampa Bay after that week.
Do you, in looking ahead a little bit to Tampa Bay and those practices, do you feel super solid about doing that even though you've got a number of guys that are kind of banged up a little bit?
Everybody has a number of guys that are banged up. You know, that's training camp. You know, that's just the way it goes. And we talked about it as a team today. You know, no one's going to feel sorry for us because we got a few guys down. That's the National Football League this time of year. You get those things, you hate it. But we need to fight through it because it could be the way the season goes. You know, we have to prepare for all of that. So, you know, we're going to do what we do this week. We're going to get ready. And then after that, we'll get ready for Tampa Bay. Is that it? Thank you very much.